What she was saying that day. Remember when I took you through the airport, Da Vinci Airport in Rome? And what happened? With the spirit of the confusion and the occult was so huge that you couldn't even get your tickets and the right planes and the schedules were off and the monitors were off. And what was that? And when you looked on the clerk's desk that were helping the customers, it was Russian and Chinese. There was no English. Italian was translated into Russian and Chinese. And how many years ago was that? 5? 6? That Europe had already been hijacked by Russia and China? And that there was no English-speaking translations, whereas in the past there always was? And what about when you and your sister went from the international, it used to be the United States Policy Institute in Salzburg, in the house where the Sound of Music, Max, what's his name? It was his home that he fled Nazi Europe and went to Hollywood and began a filmmaker there. It became the U.S. Center for Policy and the Marshall Plan. And then what? Then it became the International Policy Center. It went from the United States was hijacked into becoming the global policeman. And how long ago was that? Where they were going to make uniform educational standards? That was the ambition of the conference. And you and your sister went to Turkey, and the journalist was murdered in the women's bathroom. And remember the atmosphere in Turkey towards Americans? Have you so soon forgotten? And that was years ago. And how far are you now? Now it's open. Then you had to go and experience it. But now it's an open show. And an open show means what? That everybody knows. That the stage has been set and the audience is waiting to see how it's going to play out now. And it's been scripted. And if you look into the book of prophecy from Almighty God, you will see the script. Because before a thing happens, he knows it's going to happen. And when he speaks and acts, who can reverse it? There's no other God like he. There's no other God that knows a thing beforehand and prophesies it, and it comes to pass. And so what we say? How should you then live? As it was so spoken in this deteriorating earth that's groaning under the weight of sin and waiting for its redeemer. How shall you then live? Will you live by the cultural mores and standards and the expectations of the wicked? Or will you continue to keep covenant with God? Because this is the indictment. This is the burning brass top of judgment. And there's no covenant there because it's been broken. And that's what warlock means. Treaty breaker, covenant breaker. And it means war with God. So what will you do now? And how will you choose? Will you be like Daniel? Will you be like Ezekiel? They were only single men who stood up and denounced the political systems and the leaders of their time. And God credited to them as righteousness. So what will you do then now? Because that day is upon you.